Illegal electrical connections and failure on the part of clients to pay their electricity bills continue to hamper the operations of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, despite the recent changes in its metering system. This is making the company to lose huge sums of money, a situation the head of the public relations unit, William Boateng, describes as worrisome. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Boateng noted that over the years, the company has been battling with illegal electrical connections and has therefore resolved to install automated meters that have 24-hour meter reading facilities to enable them to monitor usage in their offices around the clock. This, according to him, will assist the company to track customers who engage in these illegal activities at a go. Mr. Boateng said a court has already been set up to deal with such cases and culprits will face the full rigors of the law.
The payment also comprises illegal connection. Power theft is also part of it. Some of the commercial losses, whether it's poor metering system that we should improve on, and we have these cases where customers are always stealing power, colonizing, and then you understand it. And others will. So the general, it's just a general thing to tell about the commercial losses that we are going through. But it's not only about the fact that customers are hoya and they are not paying, and some are running away because, you know, our addresses in this country is a challenge. But beyond that, we also have an issue about theft for customers. Intentionally hide the services of electricians to steal power so that they tamper with the details so that they still have such concerns for it all contribute to what we call the commissioner.
Mr. Boateng said the load shedding timetable is available in the dailies and appealed to the public to bear with the company as it does its best to improve upon its services.
The load shedding timetable is out and I can assure you the engineers are following or they are adhering to the time, so they are following the schedule accordingly. We've heard some complaints about the fact that some customers are not going off either. Not that the situation has worsened, it's rather customers getting more power than what the timetable is. But I think that is how our system works. So what is happening in our system, or the way our system operates, is that when we have enough generation, it translates directly, intuitively, better power. So anything that happens upstream means that we have a direct effect on our township. So if they improve generation, we have started seeing some signs, means that definitely translates intuitively, better power supply downstream. If we have some challenges upstream, and there's erratic generation, then conversely, you feel downstream. So far, so good.
Head of the Public Relations Unit of the ECG, William Boateng.
Energy is a crucial factor in the development of any nation, and as such, any hiccups in the sector have dire consequences for the economy. This view is shared by the founder of the United Renaissance Party, Charles Kofi Wayo. He tells Radio Ghana why he feels this way.
You have an operation for 40 years, and you are telling me that there's no power because the water is going down. Are you telling me in 40 years, you are a thinking person. You have not developed a plan to know when the water goes down or when it goes up, and you have made no contingency plan for that kind of situation. Is this what you want to tell the world, that the black man can think for himself? In 40 years, you're unable to do that, and you're calling yourself engineer, and the whole world is looking at you. When the white people say we're inferior, can't you see? 40 years, Ghanaians, 40 years, and you cannot give light. You give the same as you go. See, the white men say, we don't remember. We are like animals. They all say that. Everybody tries. The Asians are trying. They've copied the white men. They can make cars. In Ghana, I passed by women and children cracking stones. Are you telling me this professor, doctor, engineers cannot build a small machine to help their people to crush their stone? And in 40 years, you can't give me light? You can't give me water? And you are telling me that that Kosumu was down, that this power plant is down. Where were you before it went down? You say you're an engineer. Are you telling me you have not develop a troubleshooting attitude to find out the machine runs for a day, you check it to see how it runs, you don't have a logbook? Is that what you're telling the Ghanaians to believe with all your degrees? So I should believe that? And you are selling me electricity at 20,000 times more than they pay in Europe. And you are telling me you still can't recover the cost? It just doesn't make sense. They lied to the president. If Rawlings would talk now, I'm sure he would say a lot. You understand? Remember they told the president, oh, this will be over in September, right? Do you remember that? Or we have forgotten? I said, let me fix it. But all of you are abusing me. You understand? You are abusing. So what can I say? You know, because the price of electricity here, nobody will come and build a factory. or you understand, Yamaha is trying to bring back some factories. But you got to look at production costs, right? You have to compete against Vietnam, China, or whatever. So the way we have to do our electricity is completely different. What you're doing now, you know, in America, we call it Hama Hama Nuka Nuka Upper Waffer. You understand? Because you have to understand that electricity is the bloodline, the blood that industry needs to function. You need electricity to pump water to the people. So